This is the IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 60, how to bring spontaneity into your speaking test for a 7. You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we are here to show you how to get the 7 that you need on your next IELTS exam. Subscribe to our show and join Jessica Beck, the Examiner of Excellence, and Lindsay McMahon, the English Adventurer, coming to you from Portland, Oregon, and Boston, Massachusetts, USA. In today's IELTS Energy episode, we're going to talk about how to stop rehearsing your answers, start being more fluent, and how this will help you on the IELTS test. If you are confused about how to start preparing for the IELTS, you need our 7-step checklist. Go to allearsenglish.com/SEVEN to get 7 easy steps to a 7 or higher on the IELTS exam. Go to allearsenglish.com/SEVEN. Well, hello, Lindsay.
Hello, hello, Jessica.
I thought I would try with an accent, but then I went from like Southern to like British.
I know, it sounds like we're going for like country British or something. I'm not sure what accent that was. Well,
just trying something new. Just trying something different.
Hey, it's good to experiment, right? I mean, the more experiments you run, the more quicker you find success, I suppose.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, we are talking about being spontaneous today.
Ooh, good one.
So, you know, if you're spontaneous, you fail a lot and then you get better quickly.
And you just pick yourself back up and you try again. I mean, that's what we're going. And that's what we like, right? Spontaneous people are fun to be around, but you know what's really not fun to be around, Jessica, is people who rehearse what they say before they say it.
People who are so worried about talking, that speaking in English especially, right? Of course, that they have maybe like memorized stuff to say and it doesn't quite make sense in the conversation and they're just like so nervous and they sound like a robot. Yeah. It's impossible to have a conversation with someone who can't be spontaneous.
It's really hard.
Language.
It's just really boring. You know, it's boring. Yeah. And I know that, you know, a lot of our listeners do this just in daily life. But when it comes to the IELTS, it sounds like this could be detrimental to our score.
It really can be. So I can tell you exactly how this impacts your score, okay? If you try and memorize answers, like speaking things to say on the test, what happens is, firstly, you use them in the wrong context.
Ooh.
And I've heard this before, and it makes me kind of like chuckle, you know, when I hear this. Like these amazing speaking chunks, like, well, to be frank, or in my honest and humble opinion, these sort of chunks, which are good to use, guys. I'm not saying, you know, don't memorize them. You should memorize these chunks, but you have to learn them from a native speaker who can tell you what they mean and where to use them.
Yeah.
So, like in part one, for example, I would, maybe a question is, why should people eat fruit and vegetables? And a student might say, well, in my honest opinion, fruit is very good for you. Well, come on. Like, that's not an opinion. That's a fact. Like,
it's not really saying anything. It's redundant.
It doesn't make sense. So that person is going to get a low score for coherence, for vocabulary, because they're using the wrong words. And then also, if you memorize answers, you end up sounding like a robot because you are just talking like this, what you remember. And then so you get a 5 for pronunciation.
Oh, no. So it really is going to kill our score. We just can't do it. Mm-hmm. We can't do it. I mean, OK, so what should we do? I mean, you're saying it's OK to learn chunks. It's good to learn chunks because we've talked about this on the show before. We want to learn chunks. But I think another piece of this might be making sure we get plenty of listening practice. I mean, Did you study abroad in Mexico, Jessica, when you were in
school? Yeah, I got to study in a few different countries, actually. Mm. I had like the best university experience ever. I got to study in Madrid and Lisbon, Portugal, and Guadalajara in Mexico. So especially, honestly, I didn't speak that much Spanish in Spain because I was 18 and I just went dancing a lot. But in Mexico, I was a couple years older. And I lived with a host family and they didn't speak English. I spoke Spanish every day, all the time.
Yeah.
Went to class sometimes. Yeah. But mostly I hung out with my host brother and just spoke all the time. And I felt after one month, I felt like 1,000 times more fluent. I could just talk.
That's awesome. So that's where the listening piece comes in, right? Because you're really immersing yourself in that environment. And I'm sure you weren't using those weird, awkward chunks. I mean, you were using chunks, but you were putting them in the right place at the right time.
Exactly. Because, we went to movies. I listened to the people speaking around me all the time and I hear how they use it. And then I use it in the same context, often, like in a similar sentence, because that's how I help myself remember things is I try to memorize something in a complete sentence. So I have that to go to. I remember the context.
Yeah. I mean, were you obsessing over grammar rules and vocabulary during that time or what?
That's the other thing. Like, I think a lot of our students do this, right? They're so worried about making mistakes in grammar and vocab that they speak very slowly. Mm-hmm. And they often lose track of the conversation because they're so worried about thinking of like a preposition or a verb tense. So my grammar was definitely not awesome in Spanish because I stopped worrying about it. And I just spoke and everyone understood me. I could carry on long conversations and that's the point.
That's
right?
Awesome. Yeah, that's what it's all about. I mean, I love it. That's the joy of immersing yourself in a new culture and a new language. I mean, I did the same in Guatemala, actually. And it was an awesome experience. I spent just 3 months there, but I lived with a Mayan family and really, I didn't learn Quiche, but I learned Spanish and really that's hung so out cool. with them, was able to really internalize the language. But not everyone can do it, right? So what can we do if we're preparing for IELTS and we want to stop this rehearsing way of speaking? What can we do in our home countries to get more natural and more spontaneous? We want to show you exactly what to do to get a 7 on the IELTS exam. So we created a 7-step checklist that you need to follow when you prepare for the IELTS to get a 7. Go right now to allearsenglish.com/7. That's allearsenglish.com/SEVEN. See you there.
So first of all, stop worrying about having perfect grammar. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Like it just won't. And it doesn't have to. If your goal is to communicate or even get a high score on the IELTS test, you don't need perfect grammar.
Yes.
Right. So that's step one. Step two, create an immersive environment. You can listen to English podcasts, watch English movies, chat with people in English. Mm-hmm. You can immerse yourself, right? Yeah, it's harder work, of course, but make it happen.
You totally can. I mean, with the podcast that we have available, I mean, you can jump online and connect with a native partner. It's really actually what I said before. Actually, anyone can do it. It's true. It's just that maybe not everyone can get on a plane and move abroad. Fine. But anyone can connect to a computer, almost anyone these days. You guys can do it. There are no excuses.
For sure. So, put in the time and effort and you could make that happen. Like we said in a recent episode, it is difficult. It is awkward. It's not easy to challenge yourself in these environments. But if you want to push yourself to the next level in English, in your fluency, in your communication, that's what you have to do, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So here's a fun thing that Lindsay and I were talking about before. Improv. Okay. If you want to be spontaneous, this is spontaneity. Yeah. Lindsay, what is improv?
Oh, yeah. Improv is where we are able to come up with ideas on the spot, right? So when we're put on the spot and we're given a situation and we have to act it out, or we have to just be, it really is, improv is spontaneity, right? It's spontaneity.
So it's short for improvisation, right? Is the long word. So, but when you're talking about the fun activity, it's improv. So picture a group of people, usually like actors or comedians or, well, basically anybody who wants to improve communication skills and how quick they think in language. There are certain games you could play, like people throw situations at you, like, okay, you are a bartender and this other person walks in and wants to tell you about the problem they had today. Go. Or like, right? They just give you these like situations and you have to act it out. It's super fun.
It's super fun.
Super fun. Have you ever done improv, Lindsay?
No, I haven't. But we've actually had an improv artist on the show before. Her name is Jessica Coyle. So if you guys want to learn more about improv, you can go over to the All Ears English podcast, the main show, and search for, go to episode 246. She talks a little bit about improv, but I haven't done it. Jessica, how about you? Have you done it?
A little bit. I did take, like one drama class in high school.
Oh, that's cool. No, that's great. I mean, yeah, how did you feel after? Did you come out of it feeling like more confident, more flexible?
Oh my gosh. Like energized to the extreme. Like it makes you feel smarter.
Yeah.
You know, cause like you're able to think of something quickly. So you gain this pride, this confidence in yourself. And it's such a fun activity. Like, we've talked about being an introvert and extrovert before, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, for me, being in social conversations can be tiring, fun, but tiring. For me, improv is the opposite because it's a controlled environment. I have a focused game that I'm playing.
Oh.
And so, for me, this gives me energy. Like, so much fun. And it's hilarious. Like, you just make up jokes and, you know, you're, I don't know. It's great. It's great.
Yeah. I think that confidence is really something that our listeners are looking for in the speaking test, right?
Of course. And,
yeah.
So there's a website, guys, called improvencyclopedia.org. So improvencyclopedia.org. And they have like thousands of maybe hundreds, maybe not thousands.
Maybe 10.
So like tons of games on there that give you situations and different ways to practice improv in English. So go on there, maybe create your own group where you have your friends come over and play some of these games. But I know in most cities around the world, there is an English acting group. I mean, geez, I bet I was in an English play in Phnom Penh, Cambodia. Like, this happens everywhere. There are English actors everywhere in the world. So there's going to be some sort of actors group you can join or check out, and they might have some improv nights. So look in your city, guys.
Yeah, get active, get out there in the community, and use this as, I like this. I wish that this was used more often in ESL classes. I mean, I think it would be great. You know, these little games, these little 5-minute games, brilliant. But
so fun.
Yeah.
I've used this a lot in my classes, actually. I love doing this type of stuff. And it does maybe seem to some people like this is moving away from test preparation. I promise you it's not.
It's not.
Like, you need fluency. You need quick thinking in your target language. This is a fun way to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. This is part of your balance practice, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, it's not, balance practice is not the sexiest term, right, Jessica? But it's important to learn to remember we've got to balance out our study plan. And, you know, part of the time we're learning our strategies, we're learning about the IELTS exam. And the other part of the time we're out getting more confident in the language.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So these are ways to improve your overall English fluency and communication, also give you confidence and give you these quick thinking skills that will help you on all parts of the test, honestly.
So this is the formula to stop rehearsing and start being spontaneous, to feel more confident, right, on that speaking test, and just to have more success with our speaking. Yeah, I like
it. So get out there. Have fun, guys. is have fun in English. Don't, geez, if it's going to be boring, why do it? Just like, find something interesting to talk about.
Absolutely. I love it. Well, thanks for these ideas. This is great. I want to go join an improv group now.
I know, me too. Ah, it's so fun.
Let's do it and report back.
Okay.
Maybe not. No. All right. We'll wrap it up for today. Thanks for hanging out today, Jessica.
My pleasure. Bye. Have a wonderful day, Lindsay.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.